We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
King, Sports Radio 94 WIP, Joe Giglio with you, Howard Eskin with us, as always, brought to you by Xfinity. Howard, how you doing tonight?
I am just sensational. Another day in the heat. Man, I can't believe 21 straight days of temperatures in the 90s, and I'm walking probably an average of 17 miles a day in this stinking heat. At this point, I don't know how I'm doing it, but I'm grinding it out, and it's all good. All good except for what's happening in baseball, but it's all good. Actually, yeah, football's starting to increase. The numbers are starting to increase, too.
Well, of course they are. I mean, that's likely to happen, right, as they start testing all these guys?
Yep. So it's an interesting day, to say the least. You know, we got to clean up the mess that Ike and John laid out there. From 2 to 4, so we'll try to clean it up.
Well, we only have an hour, so I don't know if we could do that, you and I.
No, it would take probably about 2 months.
Well, if we try to clean up all the messes we hear on WIP all day, we'll be here until the sun comes up. Howard, we got to mess with the Phillies, though, because as we found out today, they are postponing the games this coming weekend. So the earliest the Phillies will now be able to play would be this coming Monday. That means they're going to have a full week off between games. They played three, a full week off. And unfortunately, today we found out a clubhouse attendant and a coach for the Phillies has tested positive. Look, I don't know what's fair to assume or not. Is that because the Marlins? Was that a separate thing? I don't know. But I do know they have two people within the team, no players, but two people within the team positive. So they're calling it out of an abundance of caution. All the games this weekend are canceled.
What did I tell you at the beginning? Yeah, it's postponed. They don't like to use the word canceled, although there's no way they can play all these games. What did I tell you at the beginning of the week? They should have put the season on hold for a week and then kind of let it settle, let it sort out. Now, and some of this now, the way I interpret this is part of the Phillies problem. Okay, and Major League Baseball. The Marlins shouldn't, you know, let's just take it back just a little bit. Okay, the Marlins shouldn't have voted, been allowed, the players can have a say, but it shouldn't have been their decision. But I'm blaming Major League Baseball because from what Matt Klentak said yesterday in his Zoom news conference, that's what I do between walking, I watch all these Zoom news conferences, and he finally alluded to, yeah, we knew about it before the game. Major League Baseball was aware of it before the game. Well, if Major League Baseball was aware of it before the game, then they should have canceled the game. But I think it was already a problem at that point. Because remember, they were here for the weekend. Right. I don't know that one day changed everything because the Marlins were going to test positive anyway. Another one today. It's a joke. I think the guys that this is another interesting part of this story. The guys that tested positive, I think, were being bussed back to Florida. Not flown back, but bussed back. And I don't know what they're doing. They did with the other players on the team. But, okay, so now let's take it to the next step. The Phillies had some small workouts in, from what I understand, they were going to come limited number of players at each time. Well, if you're supposed to wait for the next test, And Jason Stark put something out there. If you're supposed to wait for the next test, then why are you gathering together? You know, that's not what they should have done.
You're right. I saw his tweet, Howard, and it feels like we've now gone from bad to worse on this. Okay, so the Marlins thing happens. It's unfortunate. The Phillies were exposed. We're waiting to find back, you know, every day to see if there's any positives. Today we find out there's two. But what you're saying, what Jason tweeted out, it's ridiculous. I understand it's tough. It's very tough for the Phillies to have to sit around a week and then try to play a doubleheader on Saturday. But if the whole point of this week is to be really sure that no one is positive, how could they have any workouts? How could a coach be with the player yesterday? And now it's like a double problem because that coach that we now know is positive, we don't know which coach it is, but a coach is positive and he was with players yesterday. It feels like we're taking the problem and just making it worse.
Well, yeah, and that's the problem. You know, nobody knew that coach was going to test positive, but if you were going to kind of be cautious about this and do the right things, then nobody should have been together because you don't know. Even with negative tests, there's an incubation period of what, 5 to 14 days, something in that period, the way we understand it now. And apparently that's obviously now fact because we see that that coach, whoever it may be, tested negative, but now all of a sudden he's positive. And from what Jason said, that coach was around a lot of players. Here's the other thing. That clubhouse attendant, and I don't know who it is. I mean, I know the guys that work in the clubhouse, but I don't know which one tested positive. But he's around a lot of the players, too. So out of caution, they should have just, hey, listen, the season's screwed up anyway. So just be cautious. Now, reality, I don't know that they should be playing on Monday in New York. I don't know that Governor Cuomo wants him in New York. Why would he is so cautious, and I think he's doing a lot of the right things now. Why would he want them? Wait a minute. You just had a guy test positive after a few days. Why do we want you in New York? And you know, they haven't officially said that they're playing in New York on Monday. I don't believe they have. But so what's baseball's painting by the numbers?
Well,
right,
that's true. And Howard, the frustrating part is they're making it up as they go along, and none of this stuff really makes any sense. I mean, I think we all realize none of us really understand how this virus works. We're just trying to do the best we can to all stay healthy. But like on opening day, Juan Soto tested positive. Obviously, Juan Soto was around his teammates in those days leading up to opening day. None of those guys were quarantined. No one left the team. The Nationals have played. Luckily, no one has tested positive in the Nationals since then. They're playing baseball right now. I'm watching it on the TV in front of me, Howard. And they just kept moving as if nothing happened. And yet, Sunday happened. They let them play. And now it feels like we're going the opposite way, where they're taking extreme caution with the Phillies, which is probably the right thing, but I don't know how you go from no caution to extreme caution in a matter of a couple days.
Because baseball's become a joke. It's Mickey Mouse. It's like the movie Little League. They ought to redo that movie with Rob Manfred as one of the bozos in that movie. It's as you go. It's baseball's become a joke. They're not – I understand – they say they want to be cautious, but they're not totally cautious because they just want to keep on bouncing their way through. There's not many off days. I think each team may get two off days. Well, obviously, these games can't be made up.
Well, the Phillies can't have – if they're actually to play a full season, and I think it's pretty clear they're not going to play 60 games, Howard, the Phillies now, but if they were to do that, they would have to play 57 games in 56 days starting on Monday. So forget off days. They'd have to play more than one game a day the rest of the season.
Yeah, and here's another joke. All the rule changes. Okay, I can live with the DH, and I understand you don't want to have to hit for a pitcher. Hell, they got 16 pitchers on each team. That's another joke. They're worried about extra innings and putting a guy on second base. But that's my next point. Last night, the Dodgers played the Astros, and I watched this Mickey Mouse rule where you put a player on second base to start the inning. Do you know in the four innings, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, what's that, four innings they played in extra innings, the man on second base never got the third once, except for the winning home run. It was a leadoff home run in the 13th. A leadoff two-run homer. How does that sound? A leadoff two-run homer.
Yeah, it's one of the many things that you'll never see again or you've never seen before.
Yeah, but they put a guy at second base, which is Mickey Mouse, And none of the teams, because of that stupid, ridiculous, moronic analytics, players can't hit them over because they don't hit to the right side. The managers won't bunt. And I don't like the bunt in most cases, but give yourself a chance.
Yeah,
Just give yourself a chance.
I would bunt if I was the home team and the road team didn't score, right? Because then all you need is the one run. You win
the
game.
Well, they didn't do that.
Well, I understand. I would bunt then, depending on which hitter's coming up. You know, I could probably bunt with Bryce Harper, but in the top of the inning, I'm okay not bunting. You want to score a bunch of runs. You don't want to just score one. You want to try to win that game and put it away. And like I understand why they're not doing that. Because if you bunt the top, let's say it's the top of the 10th hour.
You got to score a run first.
Right,
you got to score one before you score two.
You do. But if you bunt, depending on where you are in your order.
Mickey Mouse rule.
If you bunt, you could be bunting with your best hitter. And then what's to say the other team to just walk the next two guys to have the force at anywhere?
I don't care. You have a force,
well,
but you still have a fly ball that could win the game.
You could.
The whole thing is that it's a joke. All right, let's take it to another extreme. They're talking about playing seven-inning games if you play a doubleheader, which, again, is why don't they just get a beer league softball team in there and just play in the hell with baseball?
We're getting close to that.
I know. It's just, you know.
I do understand it, Howard. I mean,
but let me ask you this question. All right, seven innings. So the eighth inning is extra innings. Do you put a guy on second base in the eighth inning?
Yes, the eighth inning becomes the tenth
inning. It's a joke. Baseball has become a total farce.
Well, what do you want them to do?
What I want them to do is play the game the right way and let the chips fall where they may. And do the right things. Have a plan beforehand. You know, I heard Ike talking about this is one of the things. He says, well, why don't they just play up where, you know, and let Toronto be the home team? Well, the reason they're playing here is because Toronto was supposed to be the home team, but Buffalo's not ready yet for them to play.
They don't
so
have lights.
No place
they,
for them.
They don't have major league lights up in Buffalo. That's why they're roaming around the country.
I know this
seems ridiculous, but I do think that baseball, like this week, this is unprecedented. It's not like you could just have protocol for everything. Like all this stuff. Like, let's go to the doubleheader things with seven innings.
Make a good decision.
Well, I understand that. But once a bad decision is made, like what you can't go back in time. So then you have to deal with the crap that you've created. And that's what baseball's doing right now. I mean, they created a problem on Sunday. And now I don't know how they get out of it.
It's a total mess.
It's a mess. And there's just no way the teams are each all playing 60 games. There's no way.
I'm gonna give you another little tidbit, which I'm curious to see what happens. I don't know what Miami's doing. First of all, I hope Miami doesn't play a game and they'll have the best percentage in baseball. And if you go by percentage, they're 2-1. What's that, 667?
They win the NL East at 2-1.
That would be great. It would completely put this season in the ridiculous asterisk joke category. All right. But now let me take it an extreme here. Okay. I don't know if Miami's going to play Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Who the hell wants to go to Miami? Apparently, they're thinking about putting them in Baltimore. If I'm the governor of Baltimore, I don't want them coming in. But here, I'm going to take it to another extreme because we know how tough Governor Cuomo has been in New York. After the games that they play next week, the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, whenever they play, they're scheduled to play the Mets in New York. You think Cuomo's going to let them come to New York? And Toronto, and I don't know if they're going to have Buffalo ready yet for them to play, and that's in New York.
So what are we doing? We're putting the Marlins on the shelf for the rest of the year?
Yeah, just the hell with it. Just have them play exhibition. You know what? Have them, what would you call those teams? Barnyard teams?
The barnstorming teams?
Barnstorming teams to go around. Let them go to the Field of Dreams, since that game is become a, I think they're still going to have it. Let them just play at Field of Dreams the whole season. That's what they should do. Just let them play at Field of Dreams. This, I'm telling you, the Marlins have no season. But I hope they play a few amount of games, and they have the best percentage or a percentage to get them in the playoffs, and watch the screaming and yelling and bickering. If that's what they want to do, okay, we're going to have the best percentage this season. Is a joke.
It is what it is. We have to get used to this. It's not going to be, it was never going to be normal this year. Right? That was the reality of it. Even when they started and they had all these wonderful ideas, this is not, and guess what? The NFL season is going to be the same thing. They're going to cancel NFL games.
Here's in call it a problem, call it reality. I think every one of these seasons is going to play itself through because all they care about is their money. They're going to barrel their way through it, whether it's baseball, playing with a minor league team at the major league level.
Well, that might be the Marlins starting on Monday. I mean, half the team is out.
Well, who knows whether they're even going to play on Monday. But they'll have a minor league team, so that'll be a part of it. Football is going to barrel their way through. The only way, and I would say the only way, okay, let's say Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and some other good quarterback all come down with it. Well, then they're going to put a hold to the season because you can't play and have it legitimate without, you know, four of the star quarterbacks in the league. Now, if it's only one of them, they're going to say tough luck. But they will play this season, and they will play a Super Bowl. And here's the other joke. They will, in Florida, put fans in that stadium for a Super Bowl. It is going to be unbelievable what's going to happen this year. And you watch, football is going to play this season. No question in my mind.
Oh, I have no doubt. They're going to play. And there's going to be guys out there in week six. We have no idea what their name is. They're playing offensive guard. Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Jeremy is up. What's up, Jeremy?
Joe, Julio.
Jeremy, how you doing, man?
What's going on, guys? Is that Howard Erskine I hear yapping over
Howard
there?
Erskine.
Yeah, it's Erskine. Yep.
Howard Erskine. All right, so, like, here's the thing. If they have this pool of players and they predicted themselves that, you know, people might test positive, like all the players agreed to it, so I'm helping lay down the groundwork in case this stuff would happen, right? Like, why isn't that implemented? Like, why aren't they bringing up these guys and continuing these games? I mean, I heard.
Well, wait a minute. Who do you want to bring up? Okay, Florida doesn't have a game scheduled till at least next week, so they don't have to do anything right now. They had another guy test today. Just because you bring them up doesn't mean they're going to play because they have to let the other guys go through, I guess, the incubation period just to be on the safe side. So Florida's the only team that you would talk about that. You know, I heard Ike say that. Just bring up the other guys. Well, it doesn't matter if you bring up the other guys. They're still not playing the games.
No, but there is something.
I get that, Howard, but that's the point. That was the point of having the pool.
Right.
They said themselves, even the players they bring up.
No, you missed my point.
Those guys will be tested. No, I totally get your point.
Well, okay, every day the Marlins have had a new player test positive. So all you have to do is have one. They want to let them go, the players that have tested negative, through the incubation period to make sure they're okay. And we found out every day since there's been another Marlins player.
The Marlins. Can I talk about the Phillies?
Yeah, but Jeremy, one second. I won't cut you off. The Phillies thing is different. Howard, I understand what you're saying. The Marlins are a mess, but like the Phillies still have not had one player test positive. Now we found out today there were some players that were around the coach yesterday that we now know is positive. If Phillies players continue to test negative, if they want to be cautious, whatever players were around that coach yesterday, get them out of here. They could continue to quarantine. You bring up players from Lehigh, and they could play baseball games on Monday. Like, I understand caution, but as of right now, this minute, there's not one Phillies player that has been positive, and yet we don't even know when they're going to play again.
You know what? I don't even know whether part of this is Toronto not wanting to come here. So remember Washington – not remember, you're aware that Washington decided, we're not going to Miami.
Right.
Well, maybe Toronto said the same thing. We're not going to Philadelphia.
Maybe.
So that could have been part of the equation.
They're
going to use part of those 60 players. They're going to use part of those 30 players. But it doesn't. That's not the case. That's not the reason right now. So let's relax on, well, let's just bring them up. That's not the case right now.
Jeremy, what's your point on the Phils?
Like, look. Like you were saying, like, exactly. I get it that they had the staffer test, but none of the players have, right? And that's the point. These guys are out there on the field. Get whatever you need to on the side. Don't sit here and tease us with all these rules and regulations. They say if the guys are healthy and ready to go, then let's play ball. And guys on Atlanta were sick, and yet they're still playing, right? You guys heard some guys on Atlanta reported having the virus, but yet they're playing Tampa Bay like 3 or 4 days ago. So I think it's very hypocritical. that they want to shut down the Phillies.
Well,
but
then who had it on Atlanta?
Well, they lost a couple catchers right before opening day. Jeremy, we appreciate the call.
But that was beforehand, and nobody's tested positive since.
Right,
that
they've been good since. Yeah, look, yeah. They are making this up as it goes along. This one feels like an overcorrection because they were so negligent last week here with the Marlins, but it's a mess. I mean, it's a mess right now.
And here's the other part of this equation. Who were the Phillies supposed to play this week?
The Yankees.
Okay. They don't want the – see, that's – if this happened to the Yankees, the Cubs, or another
– Dodgers.
Boston, Dodgers, then they would have put the season on hold. They don't want those teams to have a problem. And that's why I think these games with the Phillies this week and the Yankees were not played, because they wanted to protect the Yankees. And you don't know. I mean, you don't know. This virus is no joke. And it's like an enemy you can't even see. You don't know where it is. If the Phillies were playing, if they played the Toronto Blue Jays this week rather than the Yankees, I mean, this week meaning Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I don't think they would have gone through this type of caution, because they don't care about the Blue Jays. If they were playing the Orioles, they don't care about the Orioles. They do care about the Yankees, and they don't want them getting sick, because that's their primo. It's the Yankees and Dodgers, which would be for baseball, that's what they're praying for, to try to make up some of this money. And that's why I think that's one of the reasons they didn't play, because it was the Yankees.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. The mess that is baseball. No Phillies this weekend. And we get back a couple of ex-Eagles just signed with teams, not the Eagles, including one that there were some rumors that maybe a reunion could be there. We'll tell you what we're talking about.
I'll tell you, that's a joke.
Well, we got some jokes coming up on the other side. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. We're riding with the King, Howard Eskin, as always, brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, we got a lot to get to with the Phillies. Also, some NFL news, which we almost got to before the last break.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Can I ask you a question before you get to those things? Would you be willing, and I don't know if this is what people are implying, and whether Ike was implying this. Should we just take the 30 players on the Phillies now, take them away, and bring the 30 players up from Lehigh and just play baseball? Is that what you really want to do?
I don't want to do that, but Howard, I will say this. If somehow states get involved, and I saw a story today that one doctor said that really both these teams should be on a 14-day quarantine. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, then yeah. I mean, you can't pause teams out of caution for 2 weeks. Like, I understand what they're doing this week, but if they really feel that 2 weeks is necessary, then yeah, bring the other guys up.
Okay, but you wouldn't have made that decision on Monday.
No,
wouldn't have made that decision this week. Now, if they have to wait another week and it's 14 days.
Yeah, I think you have to bring the other players
up. Yeah, okay, but not right now. First of all, the Phillies farm system is a joke anyway.
I know.
So why even play the games? Just forfeit the games rather than put us through the torture of watch. Hey, they got guys on the major league watch that can't pitch.
Well,
can
think
you
about
imagine
it.
What's down?
Yeah, if they're in Allentown.
Other than Spencer Howard.
If they're in Allentown, other than Howard, they're worse than the guys we watched this weekend. It's not great. It is not great. I hope that we don't get into a situation where you're going to have 30 guys at once up. But like the Marlins, when the Marlins play again, maybe it's Monday, whatever it's going to be, half that team is going to be their minor league team, because the guys are, you know, have to be out until they test negative.
I'm telling
negative.
You, I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for them because they won't play. What are they going to play? 44 games this year out of the 60?
Oh, who knows?
Okay, so let's say they play like 40-some games, and they have a percentage that gets them in the playoffs or wins a division. I'm going to love it. I'm going to love it because it serves baseball right for even thinking along those lines.
They're not thinking. That's the problem. They're not thinking. All right, quickly before we go back to the phone lines here, Howard, two piece of NFL news. One, ex-Eagle linebacker Nigel Bradham just signed with the New Orleans Saints.
I saw that. Yep.
I always liked Nigel. Now, you know, he's not what he was 3 years ago, and there's a reason why he's not here anymore, but he can help them in limited role. So Nigel goes to the Saints, a good team. And then our old buddy LeSean McCoy, and there were some rumors this, you know, offseason that maybe the Eagles would bring him back as kind of a third back. He is on his way to join the Tampa Bay Bucks and Tom Brady. Howard, what do you think?
Well, I can tell you that the Eagles had no interest in LeSean McCoy. I know that between DeSean Jackson and LeSean, and the Eagles aren't going to hurt him by saying anything along those lines. They had no interest in LeSean McCoy. And last year he was with, what, two teams? Buffalo cut him. Andy Reid did him a favor by putting him on that team.
He was pretty good with Andy. And I didn't want him back in here either, but he was pretty good when he got back with Andy last year.
Well, he didn't dress for the Super Bowl.
He did not.
Okay. So at the end, I just know from talking to people, I mean, I like LeSean. I have no problem. I mean, he's obviously had his issues, but I have no problem with him. But there's a point when it's done, and he's trying to get the 12,000 yards, and he's just not going to be able to do it because that would get him in the Hall of Fame. He's not close enough. He needs two solid seasons, and that's not going to happen. But, hey, listen, if Jason Light, who's the general manager, was with the Eagles when LeSean was here, Drew Rosenhaus may have a relationship with Jason Light. Maybe that's why they put him on there. Just, you know, I don't know what their running back situation is like, but that's okay. But he was never coming back to the Eagles, and I'm totally okay with it.
I wonder if it makes if it increased the chances at all, Howard, that Devonta Freeman could end up here if he's willing to lower his ask price. He's a free agent running back. Because I say that because the team that was most linked to Freeman as a free agent was Tampa Bay. You know, they wanted to add a veteran running back. Well, now they just did. I don't know if the Eagles are willing to shell out any money for any veteran, considering they have an issue next year with their cap and the cap's going down. They may want to roll over all their money, Howard. But I would take Freeman here if he's willing to play for $1 million or $2. Yeah, he's good.
In a heartbeat. And there's going to be a point when a guy doesn't have a job. And now it's just, I don't know, it's going to be harder to get jobs because they're going to have players the teams are not going to want to get rid of, even though they haven't, you know, they've drafted him or they've signed him. And without any real good idea, they might just want to keep some guys. So I think Freeman's going to end up signing for a lot less than he thinks he's going to get. I'd rather wait and take a chance on having him, for sure.
Let's talk to Anthony, who's up, and he's at Cherry Hill. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good, Anthony. What's up?
I need you to explain to me something about this baseball season. So, that are missing a game.
You know what, Anthony? Let's put Anthony back on. Anthony, put you back on hold. Get your phone back together, because we couldn't really hear you. Matt is in Mayfair. What's up, Matt?
Joe King, how you guys doing tonight?
How you doing?
Good, Matt. What's up?
So I think I called you guys the other night, and I mentioned something about the Phillies should demand some sort of compensation from the Marlins, and in the way of maybe the forfeit.
No.
I know you guys kind of threw that down and say there's no way that can happen, or you guys didn't want that. But should the Phillies want something from the Marlins for this? Are they in the right to demand some sort of compensation for this?
Well, Joe, I'll answer that, and then obviously if you have something to say. I'm going to say absolutely positively no, because this is Major League. This is the commissioner's fault. They knew, baseball knew, and Matt Klentak all but said that yesterday, before the game. And remember, this stuff, all these infections probably happened before Sunday. I mean, it's the Phillies' fault that their pitching sucked. It's the Phillies' fault that five-inning Vinny couldn't hold a 4-0 lead, that Cole Irvin can't pitch, and Nick Pivetta can't pitch. That's their problem. So to say, well, give them a forfeit because they had a virus, no, absolutely not. But Major League Baseball had the ability to say no, but that doesn't change anything because they still would have tested a positive, and these things still would have, you know, the wheels would have been in motion for this stuff anyway.
I will say this, Matt, and I don't really care about their paychecks, but I did see something this week that baseball was going to try to make sure they paid these, like the Phillies. And I get it. Like, the Phillies should not get paid for these games.
Right,
this is not their fault. This is the Marlins. Yeah. This is baseball. Same thing with the Yankees and the Orioles, because they got all screwed up this week. They should pay those guys for these games, especially if they can't, you know, play the full season. Pay them the 60 games, because this is not their fault.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then my
Did I see a story where the Marlins aren't, they're threatened that Marlins are not going to get paid?
Well, you know, I didn't see that, Howard, but you know what? There is an investigation going on to how this happened. And if they find out that the Marlins, you know, let's just for say they went out in a city, they got themselves into a situation. I wouldn't be upset with the Marlins getting punished or disciplined or not getting paid. Like, they may have screwed this up for everybody.
Yeah, but they're not going to be – you can't find – the Players Association's not going to let you find the players for that. I mean, but whatever.
And my last point is if and when the season does resume for the Phillies, do we turn over the rotation and Nola gets the ball, or do we start with Arrieta?
He was already scheduled to pitch.
It has to be Nola and Wheeler. And really, Matt, we appreciate it. I mean, none of this is an advantage, Howard, because it's not a good thing, but they do get to pitch Nola and Wheeler, what, four of their first five games? Because they're going to start those guys right away whenever they play.
Yeah, well, they were already scheduled to pitch in the Toronto series. Yeah. It was Nola, Wheeler, Arrieta, and maybe they could pass five-inning Vinny and bring up – but he's not going to do that. He'll put Velasquez in there. Now you're going to need extra pitchers. So you don't have to. Spencer Howard was always going to come up. It was just a matter of after the six games when. Now I think you got to count these games as games. They're going to have to clarify that because you know the agent's going to say, well, wait a minute. You didn't play six games and you brought him up. So they'll clarify that and he'll come up when he doesn't gain a year of service time. But it's good because you don't have to see Vinny Velasquez another time for a while. But no, the rotation's going to go back in. But you know who the Phillies are going to face on Monday if they actually do play the Yankees?
The Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
And the Yankees. So yeah. That one will turn out great.
No. And here's another thing, Joe. This is how screwed up baseball is. Joe Kelly gets suspended for eight games.
Yep.
Okay, for throwing at guys. Eight games correlates to, in a regular season, 22, because they're only playing 60 games.
Yeah, it's 13% of the schedule he's gone
for. Yeah, so that's a joke. You know, you can't make it just – that's what he would have done in a regular season. That's a farce. But the biggest problem with that, if it was just any team, and, you know, you'd say, okay, it was any team, like, what's he doing that for? But it was a team that beat the Dodgers in the World Series, and he didn't find one – not one of those players for cheating. This is the hypocrisy and the joke that baseball is. I'm going to give you another little stat. We know how good Clayton Kershaw is, right?
Yes.
And his curveball is terrific, right?
One of the best, you know, in the last 30, 40 years, yes.
Do you know when he pitched in Houston in that series, he's got a good curveball, right? There was not one swing and a miss on 52 curveballs.
You know what that tells you? They knew the curveball was coming.
Because yeah, right.
You can't not swing and miss at a Clayton Kershaw curveball.
How do you not miss one of his curveballs? It's just, but he's finding those guys. It's a joke. It's a farce. And it's wrong and it's unfair to not find those guys. Yet Joe Kelly gets suspended for eight games. Come on, please. Give me a break.
Let's go to Anthony, who's in Cherry Hill. Anthony, what's up, man?
Hey, Joe, you got me?
Got you now. We can hear you.
All right. So I need you to explain about the baseball season for me because I'm not understanding. If these teams are missing games and they're not going to be able to make them up, how does that even make sense towards the end of the season?
Well, they're probably – and they haven't announced this yet, Anthony, because all these games they're saying they're postponed. But it's, anyone that
but
has a half –
they're not going to be able to play
right,
them.
Right.
No way.
Anyone that has a half a brain realizes that there's not enough days in the calendar to make up all these games. So, Anthony, I think they're going to go by winning percentage to determine the playoffs. It's the only logical way to go. If everyone's not playing the same amount of games, you have to go by winning percentage.
So then you're going to have a team – just like Howard said, you're going to have a team like the Marlins who can play a – you know, 15 games less than other teams and have a better winning percentage because they played less games.
In theory, yes. In theory,
I love it.
Garbage teams getting into the playoffs.
I love it.
It's so stupid. It makes no sense.
Well, what else do you do then, Ant? Like, what do you do?
I would just you have to shut it down. I don't think it makes any sense to even play. You have teams that don't have a field to play at, right, that are traveling all over. They have nowhere to play. And then you're suspending guys for things that, like the whole, the Dodgers pitcher, he should have gotten suspended for maybe two games. Eight games is insane. just makes no sense.
Well, that does it. And Anthony, I hear you, and it's not fair, but in a sense, Anthony, I appreciate it. It is. If they're all okay with this, we heard Joe Girardi say it the other day that he's okay with that, that winning percentage will determine the players. If the players are okay with it, we have to start getting used to this as fans. It's going to happen in football, too. You think all 16 teams are playing 16 games? I don't. Or 32 teams?
Well, they'll have an even number of games. There's no way that football's not going to have
Howard. But if the infection gets to a team, what are they going to do?
It doesn't matter. They're smarter than baseball. You can have an uneven number of games.
But what if an infection gets to a team in the NFL? What are they going to do about it?
You shut down the whole thing and have the people, you put it on hold to make sure.
You think the NFL, like let's say the Washington, right? Their whole team gets knocked out for a week or two. You think they're going to stop the rest of the league and not have Monday Night Football and Thursday night and a Sunday full of games on Fox?
That's two teams. So if it's, and you got to figure if it's Washington, you want to play them. So the team that was going to play them and say, well, if they're going to get penalized, and I don't know, there's not enough games for the winning percentage to make any difference. But in baseball, you can't. And the reason Joe Girardi said it, they're programmed now. They're programmed. Hey, listen, we're not going to criticize baseball because we all knew this. We all knew this.
Well, they did, right? They decided to do this.
But it's not right. If Florida makes, you think Joe Girardi would be happy and say this, and he would say the same thing. Hey, listen, we said it would be going to be percentage, and the Miami Marlins get in.
Howard, his team just lost to a team that was half infected, so I don't think the Phillies could have any legs to stand on. If at the end of the year the Marlins have a better winning percentage, that's the Phillies' fault.
Yeah, well, the other teams might have a
maybe you're right on that.
I wonder if Florida's if Miami, if teams are even going to want to ever go down there. I wonder if they're going to play a home game.
They might not. I don't know. I can't predict tomorrow. I mean, the Philly schedule has changed three times in the past 3 days. I don't know what's going to happen. But the other teams are playing. Again, every other team besides the Marlins and the Phillies, they're playing this week. Baseball's moving on without the Phillies.
That is correct.
That is the truth.
As long as the primo teams, the Cubs, the Yankees, and the Dodgers continue to play, the hell with everybody.
So you're saying
else.
Cole Irvin and Vinny V does not equal a primo team? No? I'm shocked.
Can you imagine? Well, this way, they'll have Nola against Gerrit Cole.
That'll be a fun game.
Yeah, it's just, well, better pitcher. We know the better pitcher.
Right, so but it's still a good matchup.
It's almost a waste to waste Nola against Gerrit Cole. You want to have him against a team where you have a little bit better advantage. But
throw Arrieta against him then. Waste the game. Just throw the game then.
That's what I would do. I would throw because he hasn't pitched forever.
I know. No, he hasn't. He needs to pitch quickly. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. The Phillies mess. LeSean is a Buck. And Saturday, we're 2 days away. The NBA restarts tonight. 2 days away from the Sixers. We got to find out.
The NBA, they're actually playing?
Yes, in the bubble. Howard, we have to find out if Howard is buying into the new look Sixers when we get into the bubble here. That's coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. We're riding with the King here. Howard Eskin, as always, brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, the NBA returns now. I'm looking at one of the first game. We have New Orleans playing against Utah, so Zion's playing. Later, Lakers, your guy, what do you call him, LaFraud?
LaFraud James.
Yeah, LaFraud will be playing against the Clippers tonight.
King.
And Saturday, we get the return of the Sixers, Howard. Are you buying in? There's a lot of hype around the Sixers as we get to see them again.
First of all, these games are a joke because all they are for TV. They're not. They should have just gone right to the playoffs. So they played scrimmage games. Now they're playing what they're calling regular season games, but it's still not a regular. So they get to 70 games.
It's almost like seeding games, but yeah, they're doing it for money.
Seeding game, whatever they want. It's hocus pocus. The games don't mean anything. I guarantee you that of the 8 games the Sixers play, Joel Embiid will not play all of them.
Well, that's a pretty good bet. Yeah, I mean, he already got hurt with his calf.
I don't know that he really hurt his calf. They just didn't. They're resting him. Here's the problem
resting,
with the Sixers.
He hasn't played since March. What do we need rest for?
Joe, I totally agree with you. They're so worried about his minutes. That's why he's not going to average 38 minutes a game. There's not a chance in the world.
So what did you agree to do? I saw the Instagram.
I walked down Market Street in my underwear. If Joel Embiid, and that's what Brett Brown said, he wants him in the playoffs, 38 minutes a game in the playoffs. I'll walk down Market Street in my underwear. I can't walk without any clothes on. I'd get arrested. I don't want to get arrested.
No, we can't have you arrested. Let me just get this clear. So if Joel Embiid averages 38 minutes per game in the playoffs, you will walk down Market Street in your underwear. Now, is this like a stroll across the street, or are you going to go on one of your long walks in your underwear on Market Street?
I don't know. I'll walk from whatever number to whatever number. I'll walk to the river. But I won't jump because I'm not a good swimmer, and that river's I'm worried about what's in that river.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't do that either. Yeah, I'd stay out of the river.
Yeah, I'll stay out of the river. But nonetheless, I'll walk in my under. There's not a chance he will average 38 minutes a game in the playoffs. And these games are just a complete they're phony. They're almost like exhibition games. They're for television. That's all it's for. And they're not real for seeding. It doesn't make any difference. And they play the Clippers. They're trying to get, and they're also trying to get Zion Williamson in the playoffs. And
they're trying to force that in. Yes.
Yeah. They're trying to force him into the playoffs. So they're trying to get him in there. It's really, it's all about money. Everything goes back to the almighty dollar. So they have to get the games. They had to get the 70 games to fulfill getting paid their full TV money. So that's why they're playing these games. So I don't even pay attention to these games. Now, the playoffs are a different story. But your boy, Benjamin, who still doesn't have the J.
Well, he did hit a couple corner threes. I'm sure you saw those last week. Corner threes.
Okay. And what did he do the next two
games?
Yeah,
he didn't do the same thing.
He didn't even shoot a three.
I know.
And the last game, he was 2 for 10, and he didn't even get out of the paint. This has become, he will in the games, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to shoot. So how do you get a team and really change your lineup? You change your lineup and you have 3 weeks to get it together. And how do you do that? It doesn't work. If it was that easy, everybody would do it. It's not that
easy. Well, it's almost impossible. What the Sixers are trying to do, develop continuity with a new starting lineup in a couple weeks in a bubble, and then eight, you know, whatever you call these games, you know, made for TV, seeding, regular season. It is hard, Howard. But they do matter for this reason, though. If they're going to win a first-round series, I think they need to move up in the standings. And I think they can. But if they can play well in these eight games and move up, I think they could beat Indiana or Miami in the first round. I don't feel as good about beating Boston in the first round, but I think they could beat Miami or Indiana in the first round if they move up.
So, in other words, you're happy if they win a round.
Well, I'd be
year.
More happy if they win a round than if they win zero rounds.
Okay, yeah. Well, if they win a round, that's not a good season. That's not a good season.
Well, it's exactly right? it's they're stagnating, right? They've become second round and out. It would be 3 years in a row.
That's not a good season. Hey, here's for the people that don't want Brett Brown back. If they get to the conference finals, they might keep him.
Well, of course, I guarantee he's back if they get to the conference finals. Conference finals.
Yeah, that's my point. My point. Do you really want them to get to the, knowing they can't win a championship? There's no way they're going to win a championship. So not with this team. Not ever with this team. So, and they're not going to win a championship this year. So if you get to the conference finals, you got another year of Brett Brown. And I'm not saying one way or the other. I like him personally. I don't know that you can win with Brett Brown as your coach. And there's a point, there's an expiration date on every coach. And there's a point where you got to make that decision.
Yeah, and Brett's expiration date might be coming. I mean, he's been here a long time. And right. I like Brett, too. I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's the reason they're not a championship team. But, I mean, we know how this works, Howard. First you change the coach, and then you change the makeup of the team. They're not getting rid of Ben or Joel right now. So the first thing they would do is Brett.
Yeah, so So if you ask me what I think, could they win a series in the playoffs? Yeah, they could. Are they going to get past that? No. I would be really, really, really surprised if they got past one series.
Does your guy, Ben Simmons, your guy, Benjamin, does he become Ben in the playoffs? Does he add the J and become Benjamin Simmons?
Nope.
No?
Nope. And especially against, if they play Boston, whether it's the first round or the second round, and I don't know how it would fall.
Right now, if the seedings stay the same, they would play them in the first round. I don't like that matchup.
No, I don't like that. They wouldn't win that matchup because they know exactly how to play him. They practice socially distancing. I don't care if you think he's got a jumper or not. They practice socially distancing on defense against Benjamin. And then Joel Embiid, how many minutes is he going to play? How many games is he going to play? Because I think they got to jam it's not like you're going to have a lot of time off between games because they've got to get these playoff
games
in. I think
it's every other day. There will be no back-to-backs, but you're also not going to have that. Like, once in a while in the playoffs, you get 2 days off between games. In this playoffs, I think it's just every other day the teams will play.
He's not going to play every game.
So I'm looking at it right now before we well, this is what we can watch for. It was sponsored by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. So we're looking for Joel's minutes to see if you're going to have to walk down Market Street in your underwear, Howard. I'm looking at Joel's game logs. He has played 19 playoff games in his career. He's averaged in the playoffs 32 minutes per game. 32.
And you expect him to play six more minutes a game?
No, on average, no.
No, okay.
You know what's part of this, Howard?
That's a nice underwear picked out, too.
You're already?
Yeah.
Here's what's working against the
people. You know, I might take a picture of the underwear that I would wear if, in fact, I lost.
Just to show the people what they're missing out on.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He's played some games. I'm looking at it right now. He's played 38. He played 40-1. But games they win, you know, every once in a while you win a playoff game in a blowout or you lose in a blowout. He only would play 25 minutes in that game. Like, because why would you put him on the court in a blowout? There's no way he's averaging 38.
Okay,
it's crazy.
So my bet's pretty good.
Yeah,
then,
it's a good bet. Yeah, you're not going to lose that one, which is good for us. Everyone's going to win on it.
Who knows? Who knows?
Good for us. All right, Howard, you're back on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm back on Saturday. Before I go, let me just give a shout out for making a donation for my walking. We're real close to 8,000. By the end of the night, I'd like to get to 8,200. And I saw some people 20, 25, some people 10. I don't care, some people 100. I don't care what it is, because anybody that donates, it's really good. It's 94wip.com/Howard. And you can donate, and it's for Philabundance and for Brandywine Valley SPCA. So two good causes. People have really been good with their donations. When I get off the air here, I'm going out to walk. I did 19 miles yesterday, Joe, and I got 13 right now. So I want to do at least four more miles today, maybe five. So I at least get, set average. I'm trying to average 17 miles a day.
That's
now.
A good day. 94wip.com/Howard. Go and donate. Howard, have a good walk. We'll hear you again on Saturday.
Yes, you will. And I can't wait, because that'll be the Sixers opening game. We'll have baseball.
No. Hopefully we'll know when we're going to have baseball again by Saturday. That's small victories.
I'll tell you when we're going to have baseball again. February.
No. Can't do it. I need it before that. All right, Howard. We'll hear you on Saturday. Thanks for hopping on.
Stay safe there, genius.
There he goes. Genius right. Howard Eskin. 215-592-9494. Tons to get into on the other side on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.